Another Iraq rewind now to 1991 and the first Gulf War. Britain also backed the U.S. during that war. This week marks the 20th anniversary of that conflict, also known as Desert Storm. The war was prompted by Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in August 1990. Then-President George H.W. Bush led the successful international effort to push Saddam Hussein's military back into Iraq. Yesterday, Bush Sr. and top officials from his administration gathered at Texas A&M University to commemorate the anniversary. The former president spoke first.
My dear sweet mother, now in heaven, taught us as kids never to be braggadocious. And as president, let me candidly confide there were a few things I probably could have done better. But in the case of Desert Storm, I honestly believe history will say we got this one right.
Mr. Bush went on to praise the team that advised him in the build-up to the war and the coalition he led.
Every international crisis is different, of course. But the events of 20 years ago presented us with one of those rare moments afforded by history when mankind came together and joined in a noble cause, and in so doing, realized our higher aspirations. It was one of the great honors of my life to lead our team and troops and to help shape the momentous events that led to such hopeful outcome, the liberation of Kuwait.
Several of President Bush's top advisors at the time also spoke yesterday about the events leading up to the conflict. Bush's Secretary of State, James Baker, called it a textbook example of the way to go to war. Former President Bush has previously said that he has no regrets about his decision not to pursue Saddam Hussein once he'd pulled back into Iraq. Saddam would remain in power in Iraq for another 13 years until the next President Bush launched the second war against Iraq nearly 8 years ago. Special thanks to Brian Wright at Texas A&M University for providing us with the audio from yesterday's event.